Welcome to the Southside Community Church Podcast with Pastor Mark Hahn. We are located at 1815 South P Street in Elwood, Indiana. Visit us on Facebook. The link will be in the description below. Have a great day.
All right, I want to go to this verse here if you have your Bibles and want to follow along. This is not the text. I just want to read this for proof. And this is in Acts chapter 1, starting with verse 9. Now Jesus had met with his disciples, and he's on the mountain there, and he's given them commandment to stay in Jerusalem until he received the power of the Holy Spirit. And we might get into that next week, the Lord willing, and he'll let us, or whatever, wherever he leads us. But I want you to see this. In the ninth verse it said, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Amen. Now let's go over here to Colossians. That's right between Philippians and 1 Thessalonians. I want to go to chapter 3, starting with the first verse. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections," that means your mind, "on the things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory." Our dear Heavenly Father, we pray, God, for your help today. We pray, Lord, for the Holy Spirit to come and help us to preach this morning. Give us the right words to say, God, and what you would want to bring out here. We know, God, that without you, we can do nothing. We're helpless, Lord. So we pray for that help today. May your heart be free, God. May your spirit move today and have free will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Scripture said that Jesus was out on that hill, that mount, that day. And he explained to his disciples. And it said there that all of a sudden, he was ascended up into heaven. It's the physical body of Jesus Christ, rising up to heaven. Amen. I want to tell you something this morning, church. That's proof that Christ is still alive. Amen. And as we read in this scripture this morning, it said there in the first verse that he's at the right hand of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad this morning that he conquered the death, hell, and the grave. And rose again. And he's at the right hand of the Father this very moment. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for that. And not only for that, not only is he at the right hand, you know what the right hand of the Father
That means power. Huh? Power. The right hand of power is what it means. God put it, give all power to him. All authority, all judgment. Huh? He conquered the world. Huh? He conquered sin. He conquered it all for us. But there's another thing he's doing. Huh? Why he is at the right hand of the Father on the throne. Amen. He's our great high priest. Hallelujah! Praise God, he's the great high priest. And he's making intercession. Listen, for you and me. Huh? Hallelujah this morning. I'm glad for that. Praise God. Sit here. Huh? If, I want to tell you something. That's the biggest two-letter word in the dictionary. You understand me? If, I-F. So that determines what happens. It determines the outcome of everything. If you do this, or if you don't do that, or if this happened, or that happened, it changes everything. Huh? It's a big word, but it's a small word. Two letters. If. Huh? What the Apostle Paul was doing. He was telling these people here, these Colossian people. He never started this church. It wasn't him. It was a friend of him. They believe Euphrates, huh, had communicated with Paul and talked to Paul. They think he's the one that started this church. But he told Paul what was going on. He said there's people that's come into the church, huh? And there's been some false doctrine and hearsay, huh? And they're trying to say to the people and convince them of legalism, huh? If you follow the law and you do certain things and you do good deeds and all these things, this is what the Lord will favor you for. This is what will save you. And it's the furthest from the truth. Amen? Huh? It's a great thing, my friend, to help people. And we as God's people ought to do that. We ought to have charity. We ought to see how blessed we are. And we ought to divide our blessings among people. Amen? It's the Christian way. Huh? But you can give all the money you want. You can do all the deeds you want. But if you're not saved, you'll never make it to heaven. You hear me? Huh? That's biblical. That's why Paul said, if you be in Christ, this is where it's all at. If you be in Christ, hallelujah, he's the one that changed your life. If you try to rely on legalistic things, following commandments, and doing good works, and doing good deeds, it'll never get you anywhere. You'll be empty. You'll be lost. And you'll never know what it's like to have Christ in your soul.
Right.
Amen. Huh? Amen. I'm glad for God's word this morning. It's so powerful. If you be risen with Christ, amen. You know what that means? I explained this to you last week or the week before. Huh? To be risen with Christ is to mean, huh, that your old man is dead, huh, and you have a new life. Amen. Christ arose from the grave and we rose again. Not physically, but spiritually. We became new creatures in Christ Jesus. We were made through by faith in the message that we heard and the blood of Christ. Huh? We believed it, my friend, and we repented of our sins and we asked God to forgive us, my friend, and he came in and done the work in our hearts.
Amen.
Huh? And we were made new. If you've ever been saved, you'll know it.
Amen.
You'll feel it. Amen. So if you be risen with Christ, amen, seek those things that are above. Amen. Hallelujah. Seek those things that are above. Huh? Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Amen. Huh? Risen means being born again. A new life, a new spiritual rebirth. That's in Romans 6, 3 through 5. For without this, nobody gets to heaven. Jesus said that himself. Amen? Didn't he? Huh? He told Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, you have to be born again, huh, to enter in to the kingdom of God. Amen? Nicodemus, I'll preach on that again sometime. He had no idea, couldn't understand it. How can I be old? How can I be in my 60s, in my 70s, and be born again? Huh? Can I enter the second time in my mother's womb? His mom was probably already dead. But Jesus said, this is not a physical thing. It's a spiritual rebirth. Amen? Huh? Seek those things that are above. With a new spiritual life, we are seeking how that spiritual life is to be lived. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me read this to you here. If you be risen, therefore since you were raised, this word therefore, coronary, means in this verse 2 and 20 is what he's talking about. You are dead with Christ. Not only have the Colossians believers been free from sin, they have also turned to a new life, leaving behind old ways, habits, values, vices, interests, and sins, and seek those things that are above. These things include deeper knowledge of Christ, closer fellowship with Him, experience of His resurrection power, victory over sin, the development of a godly virtues, the fulfillment of domestic and social responsibilities, and the effective prayer life, fruitful in witnessing, in a word, an attainment to the Christian maturity is what this is all about. And all the spiritual benefits that God has for His people during the days on earth. To have been risen with Christ and not to seek these blessings would be a contradiction. Amen. Huh? Now that life has changed for these Colossians people, these people that were saved, my friend, huh? And their lives were changed. Paul said, seek those things that are above, those things that are true, those things that are right, those things that will feed your soul. Huh? Your old habits, your old ways, huh, of life are gone and you're made new. Huh? Seek those things that are above. Amen. I'm so glad for our Bibles today. Amen. That we can read them. We can pull them out. And I tell you what, hey, when we're earnest, we think about it. We look at what we're reading, my friend, and we meditate. Huh? Huh? And you do need to meditate. Huh? Don't think about what is that? I can't think what it is. Yoga or whatever where they meditate, my friend. Huh? Huh? Don't let that distract you. Then people can do whatever they want to do. They can meditate on whatever they want. But I want to tell you something. Meditate on the Word of God. Huh? Look at it. Seek it. Just take a few verses and digest it and meditate on it. I want to tell you something, my friend. I'll tell you where meditation comes from. It comes from God. God told Joshua that day. He said, meditate upon my word day and night. And don't let it depart from you. Amen. I want to tell you something, church, this morning. This life here on earth is a dress rehearsal for where we're going to spend eternity. Amen? Huh? It's a dress rehearsal for where we're
eternal life in.
It'll either be eternal life in heaven with Christ, huh, and with all that glory and splendor, or it'll be an eternal death in the punishment and in the suffering and in the flames of a burning hell. Huh? That's the only choices you have. Amen. We went through the sufferings of Christ. I preached to you about that. My friends, it cost Jesus everything. Praise the Lord. Seek those things that are above. And he said here, set your affections on things above. Amen. That means put your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. Amen. Not on things of the earth. Huh? Affection in the Greek means mine. So set your affections and your desires, your hopes, and all things that pertain to your life on heavenly things. Amen. Study them. Let your hearts be eternally engrossed in them. Amen. As your life before, listen, huh? As your life before you were saved was focused on the things of this world, earthly things, things that please the flesh. The three major sins that are in the Bible is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Huh? They are earthly things. Amen. Huh? And that's what he's saying here. Huh? Put your mind, your affections, your desires, huh, on things above, not things in this life. I want to tell you something, church, and you know this morning, huh? We've been around for a while, huh? According to our ages here, and we've experienced a few things. But everything in this life, my friend, is temporal. Huh? There's nothing that's going to last. It's going to change, my friend, and everything in this life is going to fade away. You hear me? Huh? But everything that we invest in Christ and in His kingdom, it's eternal treasures that are going to last forever. Amen?
Amen.
What did Jesus say? Huh? Don't store up treasures here on earth, my friend. Huh? Where moth corrupt and rust corrupt and corrode everything and eat it up and tear it up. He said those things are worthless. They're useless. Huh? He said, but set your things on heavenly things. Put your mind and your interest and the things that matter in your life. Put Him first. Huh? And store those treasures up.
Amen.
They're eternal. Amen. I want to tell you something. Just like Job said, I came into this world naked, and I'll leave the same way. In other words, I came in here with nothing, and I'm going to leave with nothing. You ever hear the foolishness? I tell you, the foolishness of people. The people have got, they're so lost in their minds. They just think that it's this life and that's all there is. And once you die, that's it. And now, and I heard and seen it a long time ago, a friend of mine said it. This guy, he had a lot of money, and he was rich, and they buried him in his brand new castle. It was the craziest thing that I see. It showed him there, a picture of him and that Cadillac. Huh? And he was sitting in that Cadillac. Huh? Crazy. You see how lost people are? The devil, can deceive them so much. Huh? They just think that this life's all there is, and then when it's over with, it's gone.
I remember my dad was trying to rethink of that. He was asked to preach a funeral. Didn't even know the people. They just asked him if he'd come. Probably because of Dunahay. You know, knew dad would do it. Didn't know the family, didn't know the man, didn't know nothing. Huh? And he went and preached that funeral. He said while he was there, he said that this guy lived in Texas for a while. And he had, I don't know how many wives, 2 or 3 or 5. He wanted all them to come to his funeral. Dad said they played all that song, "All My Exes Live in Texas." Huh? They played country music songs. That's what he wanted, you know? Huh? That was his life. That was his life. Huh? Partying, drinking, having a good time, being sexually immoral, huh? Sleeping with women. Huh? You know what? All that man looked at was this life. He never looked at the other life. Huh? See what I'm saying this morning? Set your affections and your mind on things that are above. Seek this way. You know what, church? You know it. Huh? If you walk that way, you put your mind on Christ. Give us the mind of Christ. The Bible says that we can have the mind of Christ. There's joy. And there's peace. And there's happiness right down in the soul. And it passes understanding. We can't even understand it. I tell you, I've been so blessed with the family the Lord's given me. Being paid 3 daughters. Son-in-laws and grandchildren. I tell you what, I love them so much. And they're a blessing to me. And that's just part of being a Christian. Amen. They're all saved and ready to meet the Lord. That's a blessing in itself, church. Amen. God is so good. Seek those things that are above. Now, I want to tell you something. Listen to me. We're here in this life. God put us here for a reason. We all have jobs. We all have responsibilities. We all got things to do. We have priorities. Listen, that we have to do in this life, and God knows them. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with taking your money that you have, and investing it. And getting ready for your retirement or whatever. All these, the things that you like in this life that you enjoy. Maybe it's hunting. Maybe it's fishing. Maybe for the women it's something else. Maybe you enjoy that. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with none of those things. We have a responsibility to do the things that we need to do. But I'll tell you where it's wrong. When you put all those things, or one of those things, in front of God. When they become your priority, then that's where it's wrong. Amen. I come across a thing, I don't even know if I still got it in my truck. Years ago, my work truck, I come across a scripture or a thing, a guy had made a comment. I forget what the scripture was. But it helped me. It said, the Christian ought to be the best employee that the company has. He ought to be the best, not only of what he does and the job that he or she does, but they ought to be with the right personality and the right mindset, that the world will see that there's something different in that employee, in that man or that woman. I had that, I don't know where I got it. I might still have it somewhere. I carried that a long time. But it's true. Amen. What the Bible say, come out and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, this is the only church I've been in. Huh? We went to other places, went to Muncie and stuff. They was a good church, great people. Amen. Believe like we did. But I've been told that a church is now, they become so weak. And I don't want to preach against them, but they come so weak in their faith. They don't even seem like a church. Brother Rick's experienced it. He's been around. It don't even seem like you're in church anymore. Huh? Where's the Spirit? Huh? Where's God at? Huh? Where's the holy people at? Huh? Where have they gone? There's too much world in them. Amen. There's too much world in them. I left my reading, but I'll get to it. Seek those things that are above. Dwight L. Moody. You know who I'm talking about? Great evangelist, great preacher. Started the Moody Church and all that. Amen. He said this, if I can get it right. He said, my Bible that I read will keep me from sin. Mm-hmm. He said, my Bible will keep me from sin. But he said, sin will keep me from my Bible. Mm-hmm. Now, how true and how good is that?
Right.
That's exactly right. Huh? Read your Bible, study your Bible daily. Pray daily. Amen. Even if you don't feel good, huh? It'll be there the next day.
Right.
Amen. Or whatever you're going through, grab a hold of it. Amen. For in it is the words of life. Hallelujah. For if you be dead in your life, is hid with Christ in God. Amen. What a great verse. For if you're dead, meaning you are dead to your old life, the old sinful person you once was is dead. He died the day you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There has to be a death before there can be a resurrection. And it's the death of the old man and the life to the new man, which is in Christ. When the believer's world changes when he is born again. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to that. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. I want to tell you something. I can't even preach on that verse. It's so powerful. It's so strong. You are dead, huh? Listen, my friend. You're dead to your old self. But you're alive to God. Amen. He's the one that done the work in the heart that changed you and made you a new person. Huh? So you're dead here to that old man and alive to the new man, my friend. And listen to me, you're hid in Christ. You're hid in Him. And in other words, my friend, He's took His robe of righteousness and covered us up. Amen. And keeps us in the straight and the narrow way that leads to heaven. Amen. Huh? Straight is the way, and narrow's the gate, the scripture said, and be few that find it. I'm so glad this morning, my friend, we can find it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll never forget this. Brother Mark, he told this years ago. He'd been preaching in revivals and everything, and they got done preaching. Huh? I remember how good a message he brought.
I tell you, the Spirit of God was all over him. Huh? And he got done preaching, went in the back, shake people's hand when they leave. Huh? And he, in his preaching, he told them, he said, you need to give a verbal testimony of what God's done for you. Huh? Give a verbal testimony. And the preacher said, I don't want you to come back. He was also already scheduled for the week. He said, I don't want you to come back. He said, what's the matter? He said, I don't believe that you have to have a verbal testimony to tell people you're saved in the church. And Brother Mark said, it's in the Bible. It's there. Huh? Preacher! Huh? A preacher said you don't have to testify for what God has done. I want to tell you something. We can't but testify. And praise God for what He's done for us. Amen. Mm-hmm. The work that He's done in our hearts. Amen. I'll tell you what. I'm glad my life's hid in Christ. Ain't you? This morning. Let me get along here. And it said here, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with Him in glory. That's talking about the second coming. That's talking about the rapture that you mentioned this morning. I want to tell you what. The biggest shock that the world will ever know is coming. We don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. Huh? Now listen to me. It's going to be a shock that the world will, they'll not figure it out. They'll know that God was in it because the church will be gone. The saints, my friend, and the people of God, the Christians, that they knew, that they worked with, that they were around their neighbors or whatever, one of these days, they'll be gone. They'll vanish out of sight, and they'll be gone forever, and they'll be in shock. Huh? Living in total darkness. And the darkness of sin is worth living. Huh? But I want to tell you something. I don't know much about prophecy. But I know one thing. Jesus said, you better be ready. For an hour do you think not, the Son of Man cometh. He might come for you and me in the rapture. Or He might come for you and me at death. You hear me? One way or the other, it's going to happen. Huh? But I want to tell you, that's talking about the rapture. And we'll be raised out of our graves. That's another message in itself. I explained to that. Go over that again. Lord, help me if I preach that again. If He leads me there. But we're going to come out of that grave, my friend, with the resurrected body that Christ has. Listen to me. Huh? And appear with Him in glory and in heaven. Amen. Amen? I tell you what, that ought to stir your heart. Praise God. I want to kind of end in this. I wish I could give Courtney that. I send her that writing. But another thing that I forgot. I don't know where it's at. But what I want to go over here is the point I want to make at that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and He's making intercessions for us. Amen. Let me go over here. This is what Isaiah said in Isaiah 53. It says, surely He had borne our griefs. That's our sickness, sin sickness, and carried our sorrows. That's our pain. The sickness of sin in our souls and the pain that comes from a sinful life. And also living in a cursed world. A sinful world affects man, both spiritually and physically. But our sins are healed by His stripes. Amen. And that is what matters. The physical body is going to die anyway. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Amen. I want you to think of that for a minute. Huh? Jesus took, He knows everything we're going through right now today.
He knows what we'll go through tomorrow, next week, next year, or however long we live here. He knows what's happened in the past. Amen. And he bore them for you and me. Huh? Praise God. Then let's go here. Let me go over there. I want to read that. This is in Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens. We just talked about that, the ascension. That has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Let's hold on to what we got, what we know, what we received in Christ. Amen. For we have not, listen, a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Amen. Whatever temptation you're going through, whatever sins in your life, Jesus took it on himself. God laid it on him. Amen. So don't think you're alone in this. And here's the privilege. Amen. In this next verse, here's what it said. Therefore, seeing we have this high priest now, this Jesus Christ that suffered and died for our sins and made us new creatures in Christ, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father in power, making intercessions for you and me this morning. He said, do this. Listen. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hallelujah! I'm glad for that this morning. That we have this privilege of going straight to heaven's throne today through prayer and faith. We're able to go straightly and boldly to the Son of God who's sitting on the right hand of the Father with power making intercessions for us so we can have the grace and the mercy that we need to take us through anything we're facing in this life. Write it down, church. Use this verse of strength. Amen. Hallelujah. I know I'm all over the place. I just shoot and buckshot's going everywhere. But hallelujah. That we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Let me end in this. Kind of wrap all this up real quick here, and I'm going to let you go. Christmas, we celebrated Jesus' birth. That was just back in December. We just celebrated, really, basically, Good Friday, Jesus' death on the cross. Easter, which was last week, we celebrated Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Why all this? Why all of this? Christmas. Jesus came into the world to die for us. Amen. He was God in the flesh. Okay? To sacrifice, He was the sacrifice God would accept for our sins. God, listen to me. God put our sins on Jesus just like he had committed them himself. He took our death and hell that we deserve due to the carnal man that's inside of us. Good Friday. The cross is where Jesus suffered and died for you and me. The sins of the whole world were laid on him. And on the cross was the mutilated body of Jesus nailed there. And as the blood ran out of his wounds, there was a puddle of blood
at the bottom of the cross. And it was that precious blood that washed our sins away and changed our lives forever. Amen? Mm-hmm. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sins. That means there's no forgiveness. The atoning blood made it possible for a spiritual rebirth in the life of the believer. Amen? Mm-hmm. Easter, the resurrection. We have a live Jesus and not a dead Jesus. Mm-hmm. It was the seal of all who Jesus was and all that he had accomplished for our salvation. We have the living Christ inside of us. With Jesus being alive, it brought forth the ascension. And in the ascension, Jesus went up to heaven. And when he got to heaven, he sat down on the throne at the right hand of God with all power. All power was given to him. And he sat there for intercessions for you and me, knowing what it was like. And I know I said this, to be in that human body and in that sinful world. And thank God we have access to the throne through the power of prayer. Amen. I was going to read this to you last week, forgot. The resurrection. The most precious evidence that we have of Jesus' resurrection is that Jesus lives inside of us. Amen? That's proof. That's all we need. We witness his spirit and him living inside of us. And the greatest miracle of this is that he can live inside of us. Amen. Ain't you thankful for that this morning? Praise God. Huh? Seek those things which are above. Amen. Our life is hidden in Christ. Songwriter said, this is a new song that I've been listening to. I sent it to you guys. It said, heaven has nothing else to give. Amen. Think about that for a minute. Heaven has nothing else to give. You know why? Because God gave his only best in his Son, Jesus Christ. In other words, he's all we'll ever need in this life. Amen. Praise God forever. I'm so thankful for salvation this morning. Amen. I'm so glad that it's real. I'm glad for the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.